And one of the seniors honored on this senior night now joins us from field level on the headset, Big John. John Nelson. John, great to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, John.
Anytime.
All right, 10-2. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, you know, it's been a good year. Had two games get away from us that, you know, we got to learn from. And, yeah, we just got to take the good with the bad. And, you know, we still won 10 games and still did gave us a shot to go really far in the postseason. And, yeah, that's all you can do is you lose two games and just come back and try your best to win the last one.
Well, let's talk about that. How do you define this season, John?
Yeah, I mean, we were picked to be 13th of 16 Big 12 teams, so I mean, to be wherever we're at, and I don't even know where we're at right now, but
well, you finished tied for the lead at the end of the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good in my book, but you know, that's just me. We proved a lot of people wrong, and you know, we proved ourselves right that, you know, 5-7, and being in the Big 12, it wasn't who we were, and we proved it this season, and I feel like we left it all on the field, and 10-2 reflects our record.
So did Tyler Batty come up and thank you for giving him that interception off the pressure, John?
Oh, he did. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. I saw you stayed home. Is that? I was telling Greg during the call, because it's always tough. I played that position, and it's always tough to stay home when you get on those reverses. You start to follow and trail a little bit, but you stayed home. Kind of walk us through what made you stay home and then getting the pressure that forced the interception.
Yeah, you know, I came free through the line, and I saw the ball go to my right, and I just followed it. And I saw someone coming back, and you know, you play enough ball, you see enough things going on, and in that split second, you got to think about why is the guy running back, and it's last game of the year, so they're probably trying to reverse. So, you know, you just take a chance.
Four takeaways for the BYU defense today—a big part of your win.
Yeah, that's what we've been trying to emphasize more and trying to get more of, and you know, tonight was the night that we just we capitalized on it more.
What'd you think of their sophomore quarterback, number two, Zion Chris?
Yeah, he was really good. He had a lot of good throws, and obviously, you know, he had a couple picks and whatnot, but, you know, he's playing in a tough environment and cold weather. I mean, he's going to be a heck of a player as he goes on through his career.
So, John, when you look at the postseason now and some of the bowl options, are you hopeful for one in particular, or are you just excited to head to a bowl?
We're just excited to head to a bowl. I mean, you know, to have our season end last year the way it did and have our season, you know, over before December even started, you know. We're not looking for anything. We're going to play in whatever game, you know, comes to us.
John, are you expecting a lot of opt-outs from this bowl game? Are you looking around at teammates that have already maybe mentioned opting out, or do you feel like you'll get a full staff?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's talked about it. I haven't heard of it, but knowing these guys and what we've been through, I don't think, you know, there's not a single guy in my mind that's going to, you know, a single guy in my mind that would make that decision. But if they do, then that's their own choice, and we're going to respect their wishes. But I can't imagine the guys on this team turning down another opportunity to play with our teammates.
John, we're excited to see you get to play one more game for BYU, no matter where it is. And we've had a pleasure calling your games. And, again, we get to do it one more time, and you get to play one more time, and that's a great thing.
Yep, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
All right, you bet, John.
John Nelson. We'll